Weaning advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Weaning advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
NHK, NHK, this is NHMJS. Are you out there, Stormy? One more time for NHK, NHMJS calling.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day today?
Well, somewhat productive. I'm still pulling Ethernet cables.
Okay, then. Did you ever get your fiber internet installed or not yet?
Not yet. That's why I'm pulling Ethernet cable to the front of the house there, because pulled some Cat 6, so they'll run into the fiber box outside the house and to the router.
Are they installing a router for the house, or are you using your own router?
They will install a router. I prefer to use my own.
Well, that's my issue, is reading just some basic information to what their router is. Like I said, I have a mesh router that'll handle 150 devices. I know they're not putting in a mesh router that'll handle 150 devices, because based on their internet information that I've read, which is, you know, not very technical, they're listing, you know, up to like 20 devices and or 25 devices, and that's what an old-time router from 10 years ago would handle. So that's my question. I said I'll wait and see what you get installed. They came by the house and wife was there. I wasn't there, but those are the questions that I got to have. If they're going to put a, you know, something in, and then I can connect, you know, basically like a modem type of device, and I can connect my own gear to it, then I would be good.
The guy I talked to, he says they will install a router, and if I want to use my own, I can do that. You're going to have to backfeed them with PoE. It's going to take PoE at the junction for the fiber and the Ethernet.
Okay. Well, that would be some things I would need to get technically worked out to find out. Like you, I'm tired. I had to reboot everything again. I was down to like 45 meg speed the other night and had to reboot the modem and restart the router and got it back up to 500 meg, but again, that's like a once-a-week occurrence now.
Well, you're doing a whole lot better than me, because I'm in kilobit range.
Well, I haven't been down to that. Although some of my downloads, I've been downloading, trying to download some files, and they've been in the kilobit range to download just, you know, something off a website. But you do,
you know, the speed test, online speed test, for whatever it's worth, I was down to like 45 meg, and of course my picture's pixelating half the time on streaming, and like I said, at any given time, I've got 50 devices on the internet, either through the Wi-Fi or through wired, and most of it's on Wi-Fi, so... yeah, like I said, it was doing it again, so I had to restart everything, and it ran it again, and we were up to 450 to 500, so, yeah, not good.
Yeah, and that doesn't count the latency, and so latency has been horrendous. Not milliseconds, we're measuring in seconds. Somewhere around, some cases, as much as 30 seconds. And so everything has to buffer, and then boom, it's gone because you didn't get anything. So if I could get 2 megs, I can stream. But less than that, it's nothing but problems. And that's been a problem because the latency has been horrendous.
Well, I haven't been that bad, so I don't know what's going on two streets up, but at least at my end, like I said, I haven't been to that point. I mean, everything's been functioning, but when my picture starts to pixelate on the TV, then I know something's up again, and I have to go, you know, run a test and see where I'm at, and then tell the wife, hey, we're going off air for 20 minutes while everything restarts and comes back up. So, yeah, the fiber would be nice, especially for the price. It's just it's got to be able to handle what I've got in the mesh router. I don't want to give that up because right now that's working quite well, and that's both a 2.4, 5, and 6 gig router. So, knock on wood. It's been stable so far.
Yeah, yep. Well, you are much closer to the trunk that runs down Mitchell than what I am. And so when you get down to be near the end of the line, the service really suffers. And as far as mesh and everything else, I have enough here, there's one in the garage, there's one upstairs, there's one down here in the basement, but I don't need the mesh routing system. But what's happening right now is the neighbors have got theirs cranked up so high that they're actually coming in with a stronger signal than my own house.
Okay, then. Yeah, I'm not really seeing anybody else. I mean, I got some around, but they're not to that strength. And I just went to the mesh just because a standard router, every router that I looked at said, you know, it's good for 20 to 25 2.4 gig devices. Well, I've got more than that. So I just went with a mesh router, and... like I said, I've got one in the office and one kind of in the bedroom part. I've got the other one in the family room, which covers that and out back. And everything's been able to stay connected where I would have stuff dropping out. And if one thing dropped out, when it came back on, it kicked something else out. So, but my router that I had was about, 10 years old. And like I said, I went to this one, which wasn't a super high-end mesh router either, but it's been working. That's all I care.
Yep, I'm on Wi-Fi 6. What's out the garage is not Wi-Fi 6, and what's upstairs is Wi-Fi 6, so it's all the AX version. Like I said, it's... the neighbors have all got the same stuff, and when Turner come in and installed theirs, they got it cranked right up. I mean, whatever maximum power output on their routers must be whatever they're putting out, so it's just absolutely crazy.
All right. Like I said, I've just got, and the modem I got, it's fairly old. They did come out, but that's, the modem in at the house, the Charter modem's got to be probably 7-8 years old as well. But, yeah, I mean, they came in at one point, I was having problems, and they buried a line, took down the overhead line, buried a line into the house. And then from there, we took out, rewired some things, so I've got junction boxes in the junctions, essentially. So it could definitely be cleaned up, that's for sure. But, yeah, that's my question. I would want to talk to the technical side of it, not the sales side of the fiber, and say, okay, I want to know what's coming into the house. I want to know how I need to adapt to get to where I want to be and what we're looking at. And then from there, I need to look at content, because the guy that came by the house and talked to the wife said something about they also supply content. So, you know, broadcast television signals, basically. So I don't know if that was correct or not. So that's what I've got to find out, too. So if not, I'm looking at something like YouTube TV or something to provide content to the house.
Does your wife know who she talked to? Did she talk to Ripple Fiber, or did she talk to T-Mobile? There's another fiber company coming through the neighborhood as well. So there's going to be like three fiber companies coming through the neighborhood, from what I've been told.
Yeah, this supposedly was Ripple or whatever it is, fiber, that is currently they put through the subdivision. They also told the wife that they will be back in next month to fix the boxes they put in, because my box, like I said, isn't totally in the ground. It's stuck up. They did come back last week and put some dirt around it and throw some more straw around it, but it's still stuck up out of the ground quite a bit. So they said they will be coming back through the neighborhood to, you know, work on those to get things that and reseed and whatever, you know, to clean things back up the way they should be. So that's the only thing I know, and I did hear somebody was saying, oh, no, you're getting T-Mobile, and I'm thinking, well, this isn't that either. Somebody said Omni Fiber, and then the brochure said Ripple Fiber, and then somebody said also T-Mobile, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was talking to some people I worked with, and we do retirees breakfast the second Wednesday of the month, and they said they had three companies come through, put fiber in. He goes, you've had the first one, there'll be two more coming through, and they don't work together and put it all in one place. They, three separate installs. So that makes quite the mess.
Oh, that'll be fun then. Yeah, I know. I just coming down Weiss. They're taking Weiss to work. They're in the city now between Bay Road and Mackinac. They're down there, well, Bay Road to about Hemler, working down through there. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. But I said, I'll let you be my guinea pig to see how it works out for you. And I heard Dave DW talking, going back to Charter and say, hey, you got to work something out. We're going to be getting fiber into here, and you're going to be losing customers left and right because they're coming in. They're not providing the content, but they're providing, you know, fiber and a dedicated IP and speed that you're not providing. So you either you've got to up the game, or you got to come down drastically in price here for what you're charging. So we'll wait and see how he works out with that one.
Yeah, and Dave indicated his dedicated IP. I asked the same thing. Is it DHCP or is it static IP? And he said it was static IP. And we'll have to see if it is or isn't. That would be kind of nice if it was.
Yeah, that could be nice, because then you could run a web server or something like that if you had your own IP for it. So we'll wait and see. Like I said, we'll let you be the guinea pig here, see how things work out, and we'll go from there. So, all right, Rick, I got home here. I'm going to head in. Supposedly the wife was out with one of her friends. She called me and said, hey, do you want a corned beef and cabbage dinner for tonight? I said, well, it's St. Patrick's Day, absolutely. So we'll go see what she got. So Have a good night, 73. We'll see you tomorrow at the board meeting. KCYBF.
You have a good night as well, and don't eat too much corned beef and cabbage. KC8VLA.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.